But if the reality of the Nazi vision of a unified Europe appeared to signal success for the emerging Fourth Reich, nothing showed more success than the seeds that had been sowed in the post-war United States. In the post-war period, FDR Democrats who looked favorably on federal, social, and economic controls were firmly in the pocket of the global corporate elite, although there was a small problem with President Harry S. Truman, who was never fully under their command. So, Truman, like Jimmy Carter, was elected to only one term. The real problem lay with the Republicans, longtime supporters of less government and more economic freedom. One willing accomplice of the globalist Nazi nexus was an obscure Republican politician from California. According to authors John Loftus and Mark Ahrens, when Truman was re-elected in 1948, future President Richard M. Nixon became Alan Dulles's mouthpiece in Congress. Both he and Senator Joseph McCarthy received volumes of classified information to support the charge that the Truman administration was filled with pinkos. When McCarthy went too far in his communist investigations, it was Nixon who worked with his next-door neighbor, CIA Director Walter Bedell Smith, to steer the investigations away from the intelligence community and the Nazis. The partnership between Alan Dulles and Richard Nixon was truly a Faustian bargain, but it is hard to tell just who is Faust and who is Mephistopheles in the scenario, wrote Peter Lavenda. Nixon, who joined the Council on Foreign Relations in 1961, but resigned in 1965 after his membership became a campaign issue, got an initial boost to his political career by befriending a Nazi named Nicolae Malaxa, a Romanian who was a former business partner of Nazi Luftwaffe chief Hermann Göring. Malaxa had belonged to Baron Otto von Bolschwing's Gestapo network, as had his associate Valerian Trifa, who was then living in Detroit. Both were members of the Nazi Iron Guard in Romania and had fled prosecution for their role in the deaths of many Jews. Their common interest was in Richard Nixon, who was elected vice president in 1952. In late 1946, Nixon's influence, along with that of the Dulles brothers, freed Malaxa's money frozen in Chase National Bank during the war. The Treasury Department official whose firm won Malaxa's case to release the money was the same man who froze these assets in the first place. Such interrelationships were very common between émigré fascists and the right wing of the American establishment, noted Loftus and Ahrens.